بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. نقل ہے کہ جب کتان رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کی اجل قریب آئی, لوگوں نے پوچھا زندگی میں آپ کا عمل کیا تھا جو آپ اس مقام کو پہنچے. حضرت ابو بکر کتان رحمۃ اللہ علیہ when he was on the verge of mort, when his mouth was close by, then the people asked him, "Sir, what was your amal throughout your life, which was the cause for this lofty rank of yours?" Was a very famous Buzurg, Hazrat Kitan Rahmatullah, was well known for his karamat also and for his knowledge and for his tasawwuf, etc. Great mashayikh who were his murids also. So they asked, this lofty rank which you have attained, what was your amal throughout your life that raised you to this level? آپ نے فرمایا, اگر موت میری قریب نہ ہوتی تو نہ کہتا میں. So he said, if my موت was not imminent now, close by, I would not have informed you. Why? It's in form of a person's amal or ibadat. That is, it is between Allah Ta'ala and a person. It's not for others. But there is benefit. He knows now that he is on the verge of mort now. So it will be a nasihat which will benefit others as well. First farmaye, ke main 40 baras tak apne دل کا دربان تھا اور غیر خدا کو اپنے دل سے دور کرتا تھا. He said that for 40 years I was the guard over my heart. For 40 years I was the guard over my heart and rebuffing anything which is besides Allah Ta'ala from entering my heart. So that was my amal. That is a struggle against the nafs. For 40 years he said, I guarded my heart to prevent anything which is other than Allah Ta'ala from entering this heart. Because the heart is the abode wherein the heart of the mu'min is the abode wherein Allah Ta'ala resides. La yasawni la qalbu mu'min. Allah Ta'ala said that only the heart of a mu'min is able to contain him. Yahan tak ke میرے دل نے سوائے خدا تعالیٰ کے کچھ نہ جانا رحمت اللہ علیہ واسعہ. اسے تو such an extent that my heart recognized and knew nothing other than Allah Ta'ala. This is the reason for my closeness unto Allah Ta'ala is the development of the heart. Heart of the mu'min, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that in the body there is a lump of flesh. In the body of insan there is a lump of flesh. If that lump of flesh is healthy, then the entire body is healthy. If it is diseased, then the entire body is diseased. And that is the heart, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. So this it applies both to the physical body and to the spiritual body, to the ruh also. If Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, through this analogy here, so everything of insan, doesn't matter what activity he engages in, it has two dimensions, two sides to it. One is a spiritual side, one is a physical side. Insan consists of ruh and a material body. So whatever he does, it has two sides to it, two dimensions. Any act of it, but all the acts which Allah Ta'ala have imposed upon us by way of ibadah and commands, by way of prohibitions, these also have two effects. Ibadah, perform of salat, it's an act of ibadah, but there is a physical dimension to it as well. The manner in which Allah Ta'ala has designed the performance of Salat, and we have to go through physical movements and postures. He is the creator, he understands what is good for our bodies, for our physical bodies, and for our spiritual side, for our ruh. So Allah Ta'ala has ordered us to perform salat in this particular manner. Same way, fasting, keep roza and fast, that also it, there is spiritual side to it and a physical side to it. It benefits our ruh and it benefits our body as well. Same thing, the salat also, and every other act also, the prohibitions also. For example, Allah Ta'ala, Nabi said that we should not fill our stomachs when we eat. We should not eat with satiation. That also it has two effects. If a person eats to eat, he becomes addicted to excessive eating. So spiritually he suffers, his ruh becomes weaker, and his nafs becomes more rebellious. And at the same time his physical body also suffers. He will attack different types of diseases. As Sa'd bin Abdullah rahmatullahi said, Lamma khalaqallahu dunya. Lamma khalaqallahu dunya. Jana fi shabti. Jana fi shabti. Al jahl wal ma'asiyat. That when Allah Ta'ala created the dunya, before Allah Ta'ala created the dunya, then Allah Ta'ala created in satiation. Satiation means a full stomach. Allah Ta'ala created in that what? He created in it jahl, ignorance and sin. Now the more a person eats, more addicted he eats, this applies to halal food. When we speak of eating food, as far as the mu'min is concerned, the question of eating haram and mushtaba doesn't occur or shouldn't occur. Although nowadays the people on a wholesale scale are eating carrion. So it applies to halal food. He says that when Allah created dunya, in satiation he created what? Jahl and maasiyat. Ignorance and sin. Once ruh becomes weaker, the nafs becomes more rebellious. So on then your spiritual stamina is destroyed. Spiritual stamina which is inherent in every person's iman, that is destroyed. Wa khalaqa fi jui al-ilm wal-hikmah. And in hunger, Allah Ta'ala created ilm, knowledge, and hikmat, wisdom. And then also the degree of hunger, that's also explained the thing in the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you eat, fill one third of your stomach with food, leave one third for water and one third for air, for circulation, then you'll remain healthy also, physically healthy also, and spiritually also will remain healthy. So the struggle of insan is a lifetime process, even though only also a lifetime process, like Allah Ta'ala, hatta wa'abdu rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. You must worship Allah Ta'ala until yaqeen means maut here, until maut arrives. So that is the struggle of insan at all times. We should not be forgetful, get so much engrossed in the dunya, where you forget your purpose, why we are here. It is to guard the heart against the intrusions and the entry of all each things, actions, things which are foreign to our iman, which destroys our iman. So this is what Hazrat Kitan Rahman says. See, this is all what I have done. For 40 years of my life, I always struggled to maintain the purity of my heart, to ensure that nothing strange, foreign, nothing which is displeasing unto Allah Ta'ala enters into my heart. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله